Yeah, I have a brief screen sharing thing. I was doing a presentation to a room full of people, one of whom was extremely awkward and difficult. And I'd typed onto my screen a message to myself saying, no matter what, keep calm. And that was the first thing that went up on screen. Not the best of starts. Let's get into something, though, that really has been a long-running theme, certainly of every single State of the Nation address delivered by this president, Cyril Ramaphosa, and by South African presidents before, and that has been government's absolute commitment to massive spend on infrastructure and government's commitment to using that as a way of driving forward economic development in a country that desperately needs that. Well, just one statistic out of a really excellent piece in the Financial Mail by economics writer Claire Bissaker. Just listen to this. South Africa's construction industry has been battered, she says, by government's chronic inability to put out to tender successfully and implement infrastructure projects. And this is the number that's in the first paragraph, and it's one you should pay attention to. It has caused the construction industry to shed 25% of its workforce over the past 5 years. Not to mention, I'm sure, jobs lost in smaller businesses upstream and downstream of construction projects. Catering would be one that comes to mind. So what's going wrong? Let's talk to Dion van Zyl. He is the chairperson of the Western Cape Property Development Forum. Mr. van Zyl, welcome and thanks very much for giving your time. What has gone wrong? Is it in the administrative process? Is it in the technical execution of design and plan? Where is the problem?
John, good afternoon, and firstly, welcome to Cape Town. I understand you're
yes, indeed,
in the Cape Town offices, and Mungezi, your producer, was quite jealous, but welcome to Cape Town. Where has it gone wrong? I think we are making a process which should be a reasonably simple process, i.e. plan, design, procure, execute. We've turned into the Olympics of complexity.
Yes.
And the reality is public sector projects take years and years longer to plan than private sector projects do. They take an exorbitant amount of time to procure. And then eventually when they get implemented, nobody seems to be held accountable for due dates and budgets. So we've been racking our own brains. Why does government find it so incredibly difficult to procure and deliver infrastructure? And the answer is because it's not doing the basics ahead of time. It is not doing forward planning. It is not using the professionals that are schooled to procure, i.e. built environment professionals, engineers, architects, quantity surveyors, to do their jobs. We've handed this to a new profession called so-called procurement officials,
right,
who basically approach this from an auditor point of view. And we're not saying don't do a clean job. We're saying do an efficient job and use the professionals that are trained and schooled to do it to do the job. But in the public sector, there is not a single client that travels the whole way of a project, as in the case of the private sector. So who's accountable? Who actually lies awake in the evening wondering whether he's going to deliver his project on time, on budget, and on quality? And I think that's the crisis, John.
Are we not having the best of both worlds? Because it's not being done quickly, but it's also not being done to a set of standards that would ensure that money doesn't get spent wastefully on either projects being overdue or projects that are overpriced.
Look, again, I think we've got to make sure that we buy fair value, fair quality for price. I don't think there's a debate about it. But if the private sector can do that on a competitive basis, why is it so difficult for the public sector, who should be using the same skills to procure on its side of the fence, to do it? And the answer lies that we are so desperate to make sure that every box is ticked and every T is crossed and I dotted, that we forget that under expenditure of capital budget in South Africa should be a criminal offence as well. We are keeping food off the poorest of poorest table, the labour that serve us in the construction industry. And we've got to find a fair balance between efficiency and making sure that nothing drops off the table. But again, I reiterate that this is the norm in the private sector,
yes,
and yet we can't seem to do it in the public sector. And so, I put it down to analysis paralysis.
Yeah, What are the downstream consequences? Or they're not downstream. They're smack in the middle of this particular quagmire. What are the consequences for the construction industry? Are we seeing? Are we losing capacity? Are people starting again, as they have done in the past, to focus their attention on seeing if they can get contracts in the Gulf or Australia?
Well, John, we are exporting both professionals, built environment professionals, and contracting capacity as we speak.
Yes.
And I'm always fascinated when we hear the political speak about new big projects, and we forget that you need technical experts to deliver those. And if you don't have the expertise, then you can't deliver those projects. But I want to just take a different angle slightly. Imagine if we lost 25% of our medical staff in this country. Imagine if we lost 25% of our education staff in this country. It would be a national crisis. Yet we're more than happy, or we seem to just be comfortable about the fact that we've lost 25% of a key resource, i.e. the guys and the girls that are supposed to create the capacity for the future of this country. To use the football analogy, you know, you want to grow soccer, you need to build more pitches. Well, we've lost the ability to build pitches. So we can't grow the economy. The stage on, the infrastructure is the stage on which the economy plays out. So, when we sound passionate and to extent angry about it, it's as if this penny just does not seem to drop with government. And the Auditor General to start auditing every delayed tender, every tender that is not awarded. Tickled this country not to spend money than it is to spend money. And I think we've got it wrong. I think we are seriously removing our own capacity for economic recovery by just not growing our infrastructure.
Thanks very much, Dion van Zyl, Chairperson of the Western Cape Property Development Forum. Let me just share with you some more numbers from that piece by Claire Bissiger, Financial Mail. You can dig it out and read it for yourself. National government capital expenditure on new construction works declined from 7.9 billion rand in 2017 to 4.6 billion rand in 2020. This at a time when, as I say, at every available opportunity, government says we are going to spend massively on infrastructure, A, because we need it, but B, to help drive economic growth. Provincial capital expenditure down from 24.1 billion to 14.1 billion. So an even steeper fall in the provinces. Municipalities CapEx down from 52 billion rand to 45.4 billion rand. So municipalities, relatively speaking, doing a little bit better. We have a big problem there if you're involved in the construction industry at any level and you are affected by this. Do give us a call and tell us how it's affecting you. 011-883-0702.